I first felt that I guess should have been a boy when I realized I wasn't. I didn't understand why boys were treated differently than girls were, and I didn't really see much of a difference in it. And I guess as soon as I realized I didn't have male anatomy and that was different than my anatomy, that's when I started kind of feeling a little bit, I guess, left out in some aspects.
Did you have family that you were able to talk to about that?
No, I never told anybody about it. I felt really embarrassed about it and I guess ashamed. I felt like maybe something was wrong with me or something. So I never discussed it with anybody ever for decades, I should say, I guess.
And how did you ultimately decide to begin to transition?
When I was able to get over some issues of my self-esteem that had stemmed from my child, a lot of anxiety, or my childhood, and a lot of anxiety that I had since I was a little kid. I was able to get over that through some therapy, and that's when I started bringing up the issue again to myself. I decided at that point that's when I should actually do something about it, because I realized that that was the beginning of a lot of my issues with my self-esteem had stemmed from the whole gender thing to begin with. But after quite a long time, I was able to convince myself that didn't matter. But it kind of caught up to me, and I realized it did matter, so I thought about actually doing something about it.
So do you have anyone who you knew who had gone through the same thing or was going through the same thing that you could kind of relate to?
Well, I did make a friend up in Chicago. Her name's Lexi. She's a trans woman. And I made friends with her before I even considered my own gender things again. But after talking with her about her experiences, my experiences were parallel completely to hers. And that's when I really started realizing that this would actually be something beneficial to me. I realized how much it had meant to me all along. And so that's what really helped inspire me to actually do it. After being able to see a person actually go through the same thing and see how much it changed them, it made the experience seem more realistic. I always heard about transgender people my whole life, but it didn't really seem much of a reality because it didn't really apply to me, I felt. But until I saw an actual other person in the flesh who actually did it, it made it seem like something I could do too.
Were you able to get hormone treatment through insurance?
The insurance is able to cover the visits with the doctor, but I have to pay out of pocket for my testosterone. The insurance will not cover that. I go through a clinic called Howard Brown up in Chicago, and they're pretty notorious for their help with transgender people and with their services, to where they apply somewhat of a discount too. So it's really not that expensive for me.
Any side effects of this that you weren't expecting or anything that was unforeseen that you've had to grapple with since beginning to transition?
I did a lot of research prior to committing myself to it, so I knew what it was that I was going to be anticipating. I would say more than anything, I get a little bit more stressed out with things, more than I was expecting. I guess that's a lot of psychological, the way it'll change your mind. But I can understand, not really aggression, but stress seems to, I feel like I kind of need to take things on firsthand when I get stressed about things a bit more than otherwise. But I would say for the most part, it's not even noticeable. It's just something I've got to, probably more noticeable to me than anybody else.
And you think that's a side of the testosterone?
I think so.
Yeah.
But I think that's pretty average, too.
Right. And how has this affected you as a mom?
It's a good question. That was one of my biggest concerns going into it, because I didn't want to, make my son think I was anything but who I was. But he still thinks of me as mom. I'm still mom. I still act like a mom. I feel like a mom. And he still likes me just the same, so it's still good.
Is it okay if Elliot weighs in here?
Yeah, of course.
Hi, Elliot.
Hi.
So what has this change that your mom's been going through been like for you? Nothing. Doesn't seem very different?
It doesn't.
Has anybody in your life been asking you any questions about it?
No.
I think some of your classmates get kind of confused when I come and pick you up.
Yeah, they do.
How do you deal with that?
I don't know.
So he's got a big smile on his face right now.
Though. Yeah.
Doesn't seem too negatively impacted by anything.
No. Luckily, no. I haven't scarred him for life.
All right. Elliot, anything else you want to say there, buddy, while your microphone's on?
No.
All right. Well, thanks for weighing in.
The whole thing, over the last year especially, dealing with it every day and thinking about it every day, I started to realize how much gender just as a society thing, I can't say it doesn't matter, but it shouldn't matter. I really think it has more to do about a person and themselves, just like the way they want to color their hair or something. That's kind of how much, that's how simple it, I feel like it should be. It shouldn't be any more different than, you know, I want to change my hair color to red or something. Obviously, it can mean more to an individual.
Well, I've noticed even in mainstream media, there's been kind of an amendum to saying transgender with and gender non-conforming people, maybe to make sense of the fact that this whole binary is not something everybody wishes to partake in the first place.
Right.
Do you see yourself more as transgender or gender non-conforming, or does it matter to you?
Well, I think transgender is more of a literal term, and I think gender non-conforming, I think that's more of a social thing, because I think gender, to me, personally, it's a physical thing. It's a male body, voice, it's everything that has to do with being a male. It's always something that I felt like I should have always been. As far as gender non-conforming, no, I don't really conform to any kind of social norms when it comes to a gender, because I still feel like the same person I've always been. But I'm also a mother, and I use guy bathrooms, and it's just like, at what point do you define people based on those labels? You really can't, I guess. So, yeah.
And has this helped with your mental health, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, definitely. I feel a million times more healthy. I really feel like my brain was probably even wired as a male brain, and it just had the wrong hormone makeup my entire life. I feel like it's running on the right fuel finally. I feel so much more balanced. I feel like I can take care of myself and think about things easier, and I feel like I own my body for once. I don't feel as detached from it as I used to. I didn't realize that most people don't feel that, you know, unattached to their bodies until I started seeing the changes in myself.
You've probably gained some friends through this. Have you lost friends or family?
I can't say I've lost friends because of it. I've had a couple people have a hard time dealing with it. But the thing is, the longer the transition goes on and they don't see me, the bigger the change is once they do see me. And the people who I see and talk to on a regular basis, they don't even notice any difference in me, except when they obviously see a picture of me, like from a year ago or something. But otherwise, I would say it only takes about 15 minutes hanging out with an old friend before they're used to it, and you know, it doesn't make a difference at all. I'm still the same person I always have been. I just look a little different.